special edition of the Plex Files.
Yes.
This is not Plex related at all. We don't own this on Plex. It's on Showtime.
Right.
But we just watched last night the finale of Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks, The Return.
The Return. I always do that. This is going to be an unedited podcast, so you're going to hear how many times I say like.
And me too.
And long gasps of air. Yeah. And I promise I did have three puffs of my inhaler, so I'm 100% fine. I just breathe very heavily.
Yeah. So we did Fire Walk With Me a few months ago when the show started up.
Yes.
And so I thought it would be fitting to just do something really quick, talking about our thoughts on the last 18 episodes of this show.
The last 18, all of them.
We watched every episode every week, I believe.
We did. Yeah, we didn't skip a week. No, I mean, there were times when we were like in San Francisco visiting my dad, and I was traveling for work. This was really cool, though. When I was in Seattle last for work, we both like synced up, like me on my iPad and him on the TV to the same time.
Yeah.
And were FaceTiming each other through the whole episode. So like the volume was totally synced. Mm-hmm. So you would hear us go, oh, no way. And that was pretty freaking awesome to do that. So like we really made it a point to like watch these as they happened, because we knew Twitter was just gonna totally blow it up.
So if you're listening to this, know that we are probably going to spoil a lot of things.
Are we? Because I'm not sure what happened most of the time.
Well, that being said, minus what we saw last night, which was kind of polarizing, what did you think of the show as a whole?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Better than season one, which was the best season. Better than Fire Walk With Me.
Yeah.
Better than Kyle MacLachlan in Portlandia when he plays the mayor.
Yeah, better than Kyle MacLachlan in The Flintstones. Every time I see Kyle MacLachlan in this, I'm like, God, this guy was in The Flintstones.
Yeah, better than Blue Velvet?
I mean, different.
Okay.
But the thing is, like, they kind of did weird things with his character in this. It was like a super experimental project for him in this particularly.
Totally. Very different role than what he's played before, because he's usually just a normal person for the most part. I mean, he's a bad guy in the Flintstones and Blue Velvet. He's just kind of like stuck in this fucking weird situation, which is also the case in Twin Peaks. He's literally stuck in the Red Room or the Black Lodge. See, I always screw that up. But there's lounges and rooms. So we see Diane for the first time.
And the second time.
Audrey never really like came to conclusion. No, was she in a dream? Like,
I don't know. They completely dropped that. I really thought they were going to talk about some of these things in the last two episodes.
Yeah, because I thought that, I mean, obviously Coop and Audrey had a kid together.
Yeah, well, I think Mr. C and Audrey had a kid, Evil Coop. Had a kid.
But is she even real? Like, she's married to that weird little man.
Well, I think
man.
She is, but I think, so I didn't see the second season of Twin Peaks, but I know that she like was in an explosion or something that left her in a coma, and that's the last we saw her. And then
she's still in a coma, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking it was.
Coma. Like Kill Bill.
But do you remember that one scene where the sheriff was Skyping with that doctor, like near the first few episodes?
Kind of.
And that screen like came up from his desk?
Loosely.
Anyway, that was a character in Twin Peaks. We just couldn't tell because he's so much older. And he actually like shot that right before he died.
Wow.
He was having dementia and stuff. It's actually Mark Frost's father. Mark Frost is the co-creator of the show.
Okay, got it.
And he played Susan's dad in Seinfeld. And Laura Palmer.
That's right.
And
we talked about that at some point.
Yeah. And Laura Palmer's mom played Susan's mom in Seinfeld. So they were together. So
that's crazy.
Anyway, he tells the story that the last time he saw Cooper was when he was visiting Audrey in the hospital.
He did her in a coma.
I think so.
That's creepy.
Yeah. So they kind of answered all that. They didn't answer really what was going on with Audrey herself, though.
And what was going on in the first episode? There was the little girl from The Nanny with Fran Drescher showing her tits and fucking some guy. Mm-hmm. And there's like this oxygen chamber tube that kills them.
Yeah. Well,
what is that?
That thing that came out was called The Experiment, I think. It's like this monster thing. And it showed up again in the eighth episode. Like it vomited that huge thing. And then it was like that CGI vomit that we like traveled up and it was really cool looking.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
But I don't know if we ever saw it again. I don't know if...
Yeah, I just don't know what it was. Like many things in this show, some unanswered questions.
My theory is that Evil Cooper was paying for that whole thing to trap regular Cooper the moment that he got out, if he ever did.
Well, he'd have to lead him there somehow. He didn't. He just assumed he would go to this one location.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, didn't he show up in there for a split second when no one was looking?
Oh, well, he was in the chamber.
Yeah.
But he was like in the limbo. He was not Dougie yet, right? Like he hadn't gone into Dougie's body.
Yeah, he was still Coop.
I have to say my favorite moment of the show. Okay, there's a couple. Two. I have two favorite moments. First favorite moment is when Coop is back and he's like in Dougie and...
Episode 16.
Little tiny Johnny, or what's his name?
Sonny Jim.
Little Jimbo. Sonny Jim. Such a stupid name.
Sonny Jim.
And he goes,
Jones.
Hey, Sonny Jim, get me a big hug here. And they're all like, this isn't Dougie. Like before the weird shit and after the weird shit. Like this is a whole other person. That part was awesome because it was just like, yeah, Coop's back. You know, it was really exciting. And then the entire episode where they're in the black room.
I don't know if that was the Black Lodge or the White Lodge or whatever. You're talking about episode 8.
Yeah.
The one that's Lurch. All black and white with the nuclear explosion and slow motion and all that.
Yes.
And the
that purple whole ocean. Episode had to have been my next to the. Okay. So, okay. Maybe there's three. also, the one where he goes into Dougie and he's like throwing up corn on the carpet or whatever. And then he goes in and he's like, what does he yell at the slot machine?
Hello.
Hello.
Call for help.
Call for help. Those are my three favorite episodes.
Yeah.
By far.
Episode 8 is one of the best things I've ever seen. Like,
oh my God.
In a TV show or a movie, it's like one of the best things David Lynch has done in his career.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't believe what I was seeing because that shot of it going into the atom bomb mushroom cloud thing. I mean, I know it's all computer generated and stuff, but it's like going in there and it's like one really long shot. We go in and then we see all this particle matter. It's like 2001 A Space Odyssey. And then we end up in this purple ocean where we find the giant up there and everything. And it's just amazing. Like, I don't think the show quite ever got to that point again.
No, it was like they just threw that in there. They're like, where should this episode fall? Because it has nothing, really not much to do with anything else. It just happens.
Well, I think that's like the beginning of everything. That's like the beginning of the Twin Peaks evil. Like, because that frog moth thing that was born in the desert and crawled into that girl's mouth. I think was Laura Palmer's mom that it crawled into her mouth.
Yeah, I and Laura Palmer's mom was a fucking psycho.
Yeah,
well, I guess that was her, would be. Yeah, that was the in the last episode. Laura Palmer is another person.
Yeah,
she's whoever she
is, or Connie or something.
I don't know, but it was weird because then Coop goes into her house in this like alternate reality that Laura Cooper is still alive, or Laura Cooper, Laura is still alive, and there's like a dead guy whose head is blown off in her living room, and he doesn't even acknowledge it, but he says he's with the FBI, and she's just like, "Oh yeah, I need to get out of here," and like no one really acknowledges this.
Yeah.
So then he wants to prove to Laura that she's Laura. So he takes her to the house that her parents lived in. And that season one, like we're spending all the time with the dad crying hysterically. And someone else opens the door.
Yeah.
And then the end of the entire series is you hear the mom crying for Laura. And then she looks back at the house and nothing really happens. The lights cut out, but then she screams.
Yeah. Well, she screams and then the lights cut out. And it's almost like, so there's one episode where Gordon Cole says something about we are the dreamers who live in the dream, but who is the dreamer? And so we have to wonder if all of this can be considered Laura's dream. Did she like wake up at the end and that either like loops the whole show around or it ends it right there?
Mm.
I don't know. There's so many ways to that last episode made me feel really strange, you know, because it was just sort of the opposite of what I thought was going to happen. This episode 17, the one before it, where they kind of like buttoned everything up with Evil Cooper. It was like super convenient and really fast how everything happened. It was cool, but they did this weird thing where they superimposed Cooper's face over 10 minutes of the scene, basically saying like, in case anyone's saying Cooper wasn't in this episode that much, let's just put him on let's just put him over this whole scene so that no one can complain about that.
Seriously. It's almost like a watermark of his face on everything. Yeah. I just don't really know. I think that it could have been that. It could have been that she was in a dream. I think it could have been that he was still stuck in the lodge and maybe. Or the red room or what the fuck ever he is stuck in. And he's in a loop and he's almost gone insane because of this murder of Laura Palmer. And
maybe
so potentially, because there's so many things, right? Like when he wakes up from his coma, he turns over and he's talking to the one-armed man and he says, here, take this. And he like gives him a hair follicle. Yeah. I don't know what it is. And he says, make another one.
Yeah.
Like make another a third. W. Yeah. And, but then we never see if that happens. We do.
Yeah. At the beginning of the last episode, they make another Dougie and then he goes and lives with Janie E and Sonny Jim and that's it. And then they.
Is he a shitty person still who's sleeping with prostitutes?
They just show him at the door and he's like, hi. And then that's the end of that whole thing.
I didn't even. Okay. I must have.
They did it really fast.
Okay. They must have like, well, I must have blinked and it was gone.
Yeah.
But I don't know. There's just something. The whole Bob thing is weird too. I wonder if Bob is a real person.
Yeah. Well, he's like an evil spirit in a ball. He was like a ball that an asteroid that came out of Evil Cooper's stomach.
Yeah. And then he can go into this weird reality as well where it's like that creepy motel and it turns dark and he kills his son basically. Mm-hmm. And then turns into this glass orb that the guy with the Hulk hand can just like punch. I don't know.
Yeah, everything came together super easily in that one episode.
Yeah, it was like we killed Bob.
And like in 16, like Cooper comes back and he's acting like Cooper. And then he's in 17 for a little bit acting like Cooper. And then he's like back to being really quiet, strange Cooper again, like stuck in the room Cooper.
Yeah.
Like the last episode, he's like emotionless and everything.
Yeah, he's like, yeah.
Because him and Diane go through that invisible border and everything turns to night. And then he's like completely dark. And
isn't his name different? Or Diane turns into Judy and there's two Dianes with red hair. Like
Richie and someone else. That's what they leave the note after he has sex with her spine. And then.
Oh, God. Her spine. Like, here's the thing. Like, I can relate here. I've been trying to lose weight, but I never want my spine to look like there is a snake hiding in the middle of my back when I'm walking around.
Yeah,
or in a swimsuit. That was the thing.
I mean,
I don't know if it was the lighting or.
Well, he specifically was shooting that because it looked bizarre. You know what I mean? Like he was holding on to that because it was just this weird abstract looking thing.
I want to feed her. I want to give her injections like Botox in her spine or something. That'd probably paralyze her. But yeah, I don't really know what to say. I can't really. If there were like a summary, like a 2-sentence summary for this. I would say we're back in Twin Peaks and we're looking for Cooper and then we find Cooper.
And then Cooper gets lost right away.
And then we don't know if we really found Cooper.
Yeah.
Did I just crack half of my face and like, yeah. Did it turn black and some like black hairs just escaping?
Some really, really quickly done After Effects effects.
I just like blew this shit up. That's the summary right there. What would be your 2-sentence summary?
2-sentence summary? Well, it would be like a run-on sentence. So I would say.
That's fine. You can put some semicolons in there.
Yeah. I mean, I would say. I really like this show a lot. I think it was like an unforgettable experience. I'd rate it a 5 if it was a movie, which it kind of is. It's just like a really long movie. Some things I liked were this is like the perfect pacing for a David Lynch movie, like an 18-hour movie, because he gets to hold on to those shots for so long that he normally wouldn't in a movie, you know? And there's that shot of them walking down that hallway in the Black Lodge, and then they superimpose it of this drone footage going through the trees. They do it a couple of times with Evil Cooper and regular Cooper. And I'm just like, God, that is one of the coolest shots I've ever seen. Because you're really getting the sense of these giant ghosts walking through the forest, like being in separate dimensions at the same time. And it's just this long ongoing shot that cuts around. And I just love this stuff. There's so much cool stuff that I love in this show that it kind of overshadows the fact that the last episode was really strange and unfulfilling and left me wanting more of something, I guess.
That was a great 1-minute monologue of 2 sentences.
Yes. I used
with
a lot
no
of
punctuation.
A lot of commas.
Yeah. Yeah. There were a lot of commas in only 2 periods.
Yeah.
Yuli had 2 periods in there. Yeah. Congratulations. You've experienced a period twice. Yeah. I mean, I can't really retain everything you just said, but
yeah.
That's why I have to simplify things into two sentences. Because, I mean, otherwise I just sound like a mumbling idiot. I sound like a Dougie.
You sound like what I just sounded like.
Well, I just say and like and go, oh, I don't know. That was really cool. That was really cool. I think that David Lynch talks really loud in these, and I get I get it. But sometimes it's just like you've got the volume up high because everyone else is talking like normal, and then all of a sudden David Lynch talks and you feel like you have a hearing aid that's just screeching because of the it's like when you hold two microphones together and it's just like Did you ever do that as a kid?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
I do it to today.
I remember doing that in like choir, and my choir teachers would always be like, that's terrible for the microphones. And I'm like, nothing ever happened. That's like when they told you to, if you crossed your eyes, they'd get stuck that way.
Well, that I've never met.
I don't know. Maybe it's true. What is next? What is going to happen next for David Lynch? What's going to, this can't be the end of Twin Peaks.
Well, it's probably the end of Twin Peaks as a show. I know that there's a book coming out, a dossier, which is like, I have the Blair Witch Project dossier.
It's a dossier.
Well, it's like, here's some newspaper clippings that it's stuff to it that expands the fiction of it all.
Okay.
So that might have some answers in it. I don't know. I never really read that stuff, but I think they're cool. I would hope that like Netflix or some kind of giant company that's spending billions and billions of dollars on content would write David Lynch a huge check to make either a movie or another long show.
Or an episode of Black Mirrors.
Yeah, maybe. I just feel like this is like the perfect platform for him to tell these stories, these really weird stories. And if people, you know what they're getting into, they're not going to be like, what is this fucking bullshit on here? Like, people will be like, Netflix presents David Lynch's whatever. People will be like, okay, I'm in. Like,
yeah.
You know.
You've been saying that from like day one, this is like Netflix would be fools essentially not to pick up a David Lynch project.
I mean, I got to imagine that
they've had some good releases lately.
I know. And like, and this would just give them so many cool points for sure if they did this, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Something is going to happen next. I don't know what it is.
The ratings were terrible for Twin Peaks.
This new one, The Return?
Yeah, the ratings were really bad. So
for The Return.
Yeah, so I know that like Showtime's probably not interested in doing anything else, but ratings don't really matter to Netflix.
That's true. Because they literally took the ratings off, so you can't see what other... Because literally all the movies that were in horror were terrible, and if you saw what they were, like, what people scored them, you would not watch any of them. So now you watch 10 minutes of them and then turn it off because you realize it's terrible.
Now it says, like, you have a 97% percent chance of liking this. And I'm like, no, I do not.
And then I'm like, oh, I don't know what this is. So I think it'll be really interesting. I hope that he does another project, maybe another, you know, even theatrical release would be interesting. I don't know. He's so indie these days. Like, maybe he'd have something at like Cannes or, you know, Sundance or maybe.
Yeah.
He's so off the grid. I don't know.
I mean, I just hope this isn't the last thing he's done. It's kind of a cool ending.
Yeah, because everyone else died making this.
I know. I mean, it's kind of a cool like ending, like last frame of any of his entire career. But
yeah,
I feel like there's something else in there.
What did you think of the whole David Bowie incorporation?
I thought that was so cool that he recast him as an inanimate object, because that's just so amazing. And that whole part, that goes back to them like walking through the trees superimposed in that part. But then he goes in there and that scene was lit so cool. It was like the light was flashing on Evil Cooper. And then every time they'd go back to Philip Jeffries, it looked almost like a painting or something. It was like black and white. And then we go back to Evil C and he's like in color and then black and white. And I was like, that is so fucking awesome that they did that.
I thought that was pretty sweet too. I wonder if he ever approached Bowie about returning. I mean, maybe he knew Bowie was really sick. I don't know if they like remained friends after he showed up in Fire Walk With Me or like what really happened after that. So who knows? Maybe he always planned to have him as an inanimate object, and maybe he did approach him or didn't about doing the voice and he turned it down, or he just never approached him.
Yeah, I don't
because
know.
Because he knew he was sick, or I mean, some, there had to have been some conversation. I have to imagine some conversation around it.
They had to, because Fire Walk With Me is so important to this show.
Yeah.
Like, they literally go into Fire Walk With Me in the second to last episode and change what happened in it.
Yeah. So. It's pretty incredible. I think that it was really sad to go back to, like, the people that passed away. The log lady died making this film.
Yeah.
Not making it. She didn't kill her. But
yeah.
I cried in the last scene where she said, who was she on the phone with?
Hawk.
She was on the phone with Hawk, and she goes, "I'm dying, Hawk."
Yeah.
And she gets off the phone. And, you know, that's like the last probably – I mean, I don't know how soon after that she passed away. She didn't look well, but she says, "I'm dying." And like shooting that scene, could you imagine the emotions that must have been there if you're on that set? I mean, it was probably a very small crew that were there with her. Lynch, I imagine, was there.
Yeah, and he's like, "This is the last time I'm ever going to work with you again."
Yeah,
you know? That's really sad.
So that was really emotional. I got extremely upset. Not like angry. I didn't like flip over a couch like I've done in the past. Best save for another podcast. But I was really sad. It was the only thing in the show that touched me so deeply.
Yeah.
Touched my heart. And then who else passed away? The FBI agent.
Miguel Ferrer. Albert Rosenfeld, who was
Blank Check.
Amazing in this show.
Oh, my God.
In this show. Like, he was all over it.
Yeah, he was great. And he died, seemed very suddenly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's a huge bummer is how big in this show he was and how, like, he's kind of an asshole in the show.
Yeah.
In the original show. But in this show, he's like...
Someone, on their side.
Yeah, he's like someone who's like, all right, I've gotten over myself and I've gotten out of my own way and I'm just a regular person now.
Yeah.
Another part, this person didn't die during the production of it, but in the last episode, they reshot Jack Nance going fishing, and they actually filmed, you know, a stand-in of him fishing. Like, he never found the body.
Because he never found the body of Laura Palmer.
And I was like, oh, that's cool. And that last episode was dedicated to Jack Nance.
And then they dedicated the episode of The Log Lady to The Log Lady. So I think that, I mean, there's definitely some weird, I mean, this is a stupid thing to say. There's definitely some really bizarre elements of Lynch cinema.
Yeah.
Right after we watched this last night, I put on Eraserhead because I just felt like I needed it. I don't know why. Yeah. It was just like, there's no more. Like, there's nothing to look forward to on Sundays. Game of Thrones is over.
Yeah.
This is now over. Now all I have are my stupid Real Housewives to watch and escaping polygamy.
There's some great Netflix shows before the David Lynch original.
Everyone is now feeling really sad for Alex and thinking very poorly of me for what I just announced I watched.
well, I read a lot. So.
And the new season of New Jersey will have Danielle Staub to anyone who cares. So I will
be all over that.
Okay. So
I'm going to be all over that.
So life. We'll go
find,
on.
We'll find a way.
So it's sad whenever a show ends, especially when it's series finale.
Yeah,
it is just mind blowing. One thing though, I never watched. I've seen every episode of the Sons of Anarchy, Sons of Anarchy. Never watched the finale.
Yeah, me neither.
I went to work the next day and everyone told me what happened. And I was like, I don't feel like I need to watch it.
Does he die?
Yeah, he like runs his motorcycle into a semi or something.
Yeah.
All right. Which, I mean, I was like, all right, well,
he'll never walk
it.
Funny again like he did in that show.
Did he walk funny?
Yeah. He's always like.
Very.
He's got like a big cocky walk.
I guess we have The Strain still, which is kind of weird
that
now.
That show kind of sucks.
it used to be really good. Hannibal's been canceled. Oh my God. I mean, I'm still getting over that happening because that show needed to keep going.
Yeah. American Gods, I think we should check out because it's Brian Fuller who made that and Neil Gaiman wrote it.
Oh, wow.
So we should try and check that out. I think it's on Stars.
Neil Gaiman. I mean, we'll see. We're starting to get into the fall, which is when we see some shows come back and some pilots thrown out there. And
yep.
So
not thrown out of a plane.
Yeah, no. When is Ash versus Evil Dead coming back?
Probably pretty soon.
Yeah.
I think we still need to catch up on the last like season or two of that.
There's two seasons of it?
There's at least two seasons. There might be three.
What?
We haven't even seen all of the first season. We should watch that.
I thought we saw all of it.
No, because I don't know what happened. I know Lucy Lawless showed up for a bit, and then we don't really know what happened after that.
Okay. What else? Anyway. What else can we have hope in? Game of Thrones is coming back in 2 years.
Yeah.
That's going to be insane. That'll be sad when that ends. God, I can't really think of like any other.
House of Cards is supposed to be really good.
American Horror Story. Yeah. Cult. Not a cult, like a baby cow, but like a, you know, Jim Jones kind of thing.
Like a python?
Yeah.
Cult python?
Yeah. I don't know what that is. Sounds terrifying. Is that what was in Laura Dern's spine?
Nope.
Oh.
Laura Dern's going to be in the new Star Wars.
Fuck yeah. I love Laura Dern. She's one of my favorites.
She's one of
fabulous
the best.
Fabulous name, Laura.
She's so great. Good.
Laura Palmer, Laura Dern. Like, David Lynch is just waiting for me to walk into his studio and cast me.
That part where she's like the fake Diane Tulpa and she's like losing her mind as she's talking about Cooper raping her and stuff. And then she's like, I'm not myself before she pulls out the gun and gets shot. That is really good acting. I thought that was such
a
cool
moment. She's fabulous. Oh, yeah. She's one of the best. She is. She's great. We watched Jurassic Park the other day. She's so good in that.
Yeah.
She's even good in mainstream, and she's not in enough mainstream movies.
I know.
She really isn't.
You know, there was rumor that she was going to take over as the president of the Academy.
We can't cut this out, but there's a fly behind Alex, and our dog is deathly afraid of flies, so now he's running out of the room.
Well, maybe we should cut this off so I can kill this fly.
cut off his finger. The fly's hiding behind the thing. We're really clean people. We just open our patio door and sometimes flies creep in here and our dog runs into our closet and hides. Yeah. He's a 30-pound Shiba Inu and it's fucking ridiculous that he cannot stand up to a fly.
Yeah, well, they're scary.
Yeah, they're fine.
They fly.
Moths are scary as hell.
Moths are find scared. A way.
Yeah, they find a way in your house. We don't know how. You've seen them come out of the vents. Anyway, we're going like way off track here. So, see, this is the shit we usually cut out of our podcast. And now you all get to hear what we just like randomly talk about.
Yeah.
You don't get to hear us say like, I really got to go to the bathroom. Can we pause this? But our dog does, and he wants to get away from the fly. Excellent season. 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5. Yeah.
On the Plex Files.
I really want to go back when I get the time and watch them all again, see if I notice new stuff. Because we watched the first episode and noticed like Freddy, the kid with the green glove, shows up at the roadhouse with James. And we were like, oh, he was there the whole time. We just didn't even know who he was.
It was amazing. A lot of things. Amanda Seyfried was really good in this as well. Yeah. I don't think we talked about her.
Also disappeared without any explanation.
No idea what happened to her. We know her husband died.
Yeah, gross actor husband.
Her mom, who owns the Shelly.
She's the waitress.
She's now with the guy from People Under the Stairs.
No, that's Norma.
Oh, fuck.
Norma's the older lady who owns it. Shelly is the waitress. She's younger.
Okay. Okay. Good
she's
Lord.
With she's with Bobby, the cop who used to be the shitty guy that was with Laura.
Yep. Yep.
But she was also having that relationship with that dude who was selling coke in town that he was in like 3 episodes and then we never found out what happened, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we didn't find out a lot of things at the end.
I know. I'm like, come on. There's still like some stuff you could have talked about.
I think Lynch does that on purpose.
Yeah, but this is pretty like egregious. More so, he usually doesn't have a ton of characters to talk with, so it doesn't seem like so many things are left out in the open.
Now, if someone or when someone sits down and talks to him about what happened this whole season, is he going to do like a Joel and Ethan Coen thing where he's like, no, this was just a show about a detective.
Yeah, probably.
Like, does he get into the, like,
he
the
never
deeper
explains
meaning?
Anything.
Okay, fuck.
But what I'm hoping is that, he'll talk about the medium, like the TV medium, and like how he was able to.
Yeah.
Because he hasn't made one of these since TV became like really good, really long movies. You know what I mean? So I wonder if he'll talk about that experience and if he wants to continue making stuff like that since he said he doesn't really want to make movies anymore.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm hoping for. But as explaining like what happened, I don't think we'll ever get that.
No, I don't think so. Which is fine, I guess. I wonder if those people even know what they're doing. So definitely excited for Game of Thrones to come back in 2 years. Sunday nights will never be the same.
Jon Snow is dull AF.
Oh, he's fucking his aunt.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. Everyone's seen it by now that needs
he's
to.
Aunt fucking AF.
You know what? I'm okay with it at this point. Incest has been so embedded
into
the show.
Well, back then, no one really cared about that stuff. You know?
And it's his aunt.
They'd be
That's
like,
still gross.
They'd be like, he's fucking his aunt. But then they'd be like, but did you see his aunt? This is pretty.
Yeah,
you know.
Seriously. And his aunt looks younger than him.
Got that Dragonos.
Dragonos. Like it's dragon behind her. Like it's saggy bottom.
Dragonos.
So maybe we'll create a podcast about Game of Thrones. I'm sure there's none out there. Yeah.
I think they've got that covered.
All right. Well, thank you guys for indulging us in this 30-minute release of nonsense. I think we created more confusion than anything. No, so
we're just at about 30 minutes. So next week is going to be Darkman. It's going to be a real long episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Get ready for that shit because I loved it.
Yeah.
I mean, as a terrible movie. After that, it's going to be May.
Yeah.
By NSYNC. We're going to review music videos coming up. Now that we've done this, opportunities are endless. Thank you guys.
Thank you
very much.
Follow
us on the Twitter. We are at the Plex Files and we are always there for you. Please call 911. I have to do like the doctor disclosure. If this is a life-threatening emergency, call 911. Please don't tweet us. That would be very
bad.
Bad. We won't respond that quickly, especially if we're in a different time zone. So thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bacon in a pudding in a pan. Got my own, baby, life is grand. Every move I make is just a part of my just because you said I can't.